EU leaders have agreed to delay Brexit until the end of October, preventing a potential no-deal departure at the end of the week.
During this time, the course of action will be entirely in the UK's hands. It can still ratify the withdrawal agreement, in which case the extension will be terminated. It can also reconsider the whole Brexit strategy. That might lead to changes in the political declaration, but not in the withdrawal agreement. Until the end of this period, the UK will also have the possibility to revoke Article 50 and cancel Brexit altogether.
Tusk called on Britain not to waste the extra time to sort out Brexit. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has also agreed to the extension. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker also said he was certain that Britain would honour the sincere cooperation obligation. The deal struck during late-night talks in Brussels means that if London remains in the EU after May 22nd, British voters will have to take part in the European elections. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. David Barkin, author and professor of economics, joining us live from Mexico City. Thank you very much, sir. Now, finally, we've seen some breakthrough as far as the Brexit is concerned. It seems that the EU has realized that a no-deal Brexit is definitely not in the best interests of any of the parties. Where is Britain standing at this point right now? What are the options that Ms. May is facing?
I think that the most important thing about this development is that it's going to give an opportunity for a realignment. The most important thing that's happened in recent times is that the different groups within Britain itself have been trying to figure out if there's room to cancel the Article 50 separation agreement at all. Given what has happened, given the recent developments, and given the inability of Prime Minister May to really develop discipline within her party, I think that it's quite likely that you're going to have a very interesting series of political developments and a realignment of political forces within Great Britain that may actually lead to the option as the European leaders have opened the possibility to canceling Brexit completely.
So basically, do you believe that this may also leave the option open for a referendum on Brexit in the UK?
It seems fairly clear that given the stalemate of the political leaders within Prime Minister May's party and her inability to discipline the members to accept wholeheartedly her position, I think that there may be a call for the second referendum and also a very, very perhaps strong intervention by the northern parts of Great Britain for insisting on their position of a no Brexit.
Thank you very much, Mr. David Barkin, author and professor of economics, joining us live from Mexico City.